This is JIS News. Coming up, nearly 250 Manchester residents get serviced lots. $23 million Bailey Bridge opens at Dover Castle in St. Catherine, and Parliament approves TAJ Bill. The details after the break. Stay with us.
Back up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA. Now the news. 245 persons are now proud owners of serviced lots in Manchester. The lots for Phase 1 of the National Housing Trust's Perth Housing Development were officially handed over to the beneficiaries on Wednesday. The housing development was constructed at a cost of approximately $677.5 million. Speaking during a ceremony for the handing over of the lots, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller said the government is firmly committed to fulfilling its mandate of providing affordable housing solutions for Jamaicans.
Plans are already in place for the handing over of 140 serviced lots at Crichton Hall in St. Thomas in April, to be followed by the handing out of titles to several residents in Wikiwaki and in Trenchtown. I want to say to all of you, we don't want to just build houses. We want to ensure that wherever communities are created, people live together in peace and in love.
Two more phases of construction are scheduled for the Perth development, with 1,400 housing solutions expected to be delivered. Several communities in rural St. Catherine are benefiting from the construction of a new Bailey Bridge in Dover Castle in the parish. The single-lane bridge replaces a structure which collapsed some 2 years ago during flood rains associated with Tropical Storm Nicole. Junior Transport Works and Housing Minister Richard Azan is urging operators of heavy-duty vehicles to use alternative routes at John's Pen and Berkshire Hall, as the structure has a carrying capacity of only 50 tons.
Just an appeal that this bridge is a 50-ton bridge that we expect truck, those who are using the trucks and so forth, hauling sand and all the different stuff, that we don't expect them to go over 50 ton on the bridge.
The project got underway in January and was completed within schedule and budget. The new $23 million Bailey Bridge serves the communities of Dover Castle, Redwood, Jubilee Town, Golden Grove, Guy's Hill, and adjoining areas. The House of Representatives has passed a bill to establish Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, as a semi-autonomous revenue authority. This in keeping with the government's fiscal reform efforts. The TAJ Act 2013 was piloted by Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. He says the passage of this legislation is one of the structural benchmarks in the program with the International Monetary Fund.
What this legislation does is to establish a new governance regime that gives greater autonomy to revenue administration, and establish a governance regime which will allow for greater autonomy in respect to their ability to manage their own budget and deploy their own human resources.
The bill is to be sent to the Senate for approval. And staff at the Ministry of Health and members of the public who use their services will soon benefit from improved facilities. This following Cabinet's approval for the sale of the Oceana Hotel Complex, which houses the Ministry's offices, to the National Health Fund at a cost of $350 million. The Oceana Hotel Complex is being sold by the Urban Development Corporation, UDC. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the building is in need of significant repairs, mainly to the roof and the air conditioning system. In the meantime, Chairman of the National Health Fund, Sterling Suarez, says the roof refurbishing will be put to tender soon, with work expected to begin by mid-year and completed within 6 months.
The building in terms of usage will not only be for offices. We are looking at accommodation on two or three of the floors and some commercialization on the ground floor. As a Ministry of Health, we'll be looking at a medical facility. So there's quite a bit that we have on board, and we're in the process now of doing up all of our budgets, etc.
The Ministry of Health will continue to occupy the building. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.